Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Fuck Radio 313 The Flash production.
Everybody, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, live on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan, Dede Cruz, and always my brother, well, the controversial, Greg DeMarc. What's going on, brother?
Good evening, man. Dude, I'm still resting up from the weekend. Like you said, man, we got all this drama and controversy, which, you know, I want to address that right here off the top,
well,
and then fucking be done with it, bro. Because I have not acknowledged this bullshit, and I'll tell you this: I'm not gonna make you wait 58 minutes or see what, you know, vague passive
whatever. No,
dude.
It's right off. If we have a problem,
like, you know,
if we have something to say about somebody, we're gonna say it right off rip on the beginning of the show, because we're rated R and that's what we do. We're them guys. We haven't changed our plans and we haven't done nothing. But one thing, what I can say is
my name wasn't mentioned until after I was blocked. Okay, and that started and that's what irritates me, and that's why. And I had to be shown it by somebody else. And that's the first thing I want to get straight. The first thing this guy said was that, okay, so I was part of Michigan Independent Weekly. And who we're talking about is Cody Fleming. I'm going to say his name from Wrestling Rage.
Right,
catch them at r2youtube.com. Their show is on Sunday. Michigan Independent Weekly, I believe, is on Tuesday. But, dude, go check out their shit. There's no competition.
There's enough for us all to eat and fucking get what we want.
So I just want to say that first of all. But I was in their chat, okay? And, you know, as a moderator, I had my phone in my hand. It went off. It was a promoter. I'm going to name names. It was Great Lakes. GLWA is who it was. I answered as I would answer any promoter that rang my phone. And I realized it was their chat. I apologized. And then he said he removed me. That's another lie. That's lie number two. I removed myself that very moment. I removed myself as a moderator and from his group. And then, you know, and the promoter said, you can message me personally, just so you know. And they, I never messaged him because it would have been wrong the way I met him. I would have gotten that interview through their page, which I did not. We've not had any promotion up to this point for GLWA. But that all changes today because GLWA, we are working with people that are working with GLWA, and we will absolutely be. And we have an open, you know, invitation to their to the promoter of GLWA. They got an open invitation
to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. They got an open invitation, and it doesn't matter who it is because we promote everybody. That's the whole thing.
And that has nothing to do with that message and that exchange. So I want to clear that up. And secondly, like, first of all, I didn't go behind anybody's back or sneak and do anything. I told you this and people disagree. I didn't even work hard to get where I am, bro. I enjoy doing this. As soon as this isn't fun, I'm done. Okay. But somebody offered me an opportunity. I graciously accepted it. As far as saying, you know, somebody has us doing something for free, it's none of nobody's business what our business dealings are with the promotions we deal with. And yeah,
exactly.
We're doing commentary. And then, I mean, just to, you and know,
then
let
I did filming for TKW. Let's get that out the bag, too, that I was doing filming for TKW. That's why I had a TKW shirt on.
And that's the other thing I want to address. I seen the vague passive aggressive posts for 3 days. I seen the suck ass post. And I'm like, And then, you know, I seen them all. And I seen the one Monday, which was a little more obvious that he was talking to me or talking to us. You know, I never dignified it with a response. And then I get blocked. And then this Facebook Live goes up. And then the guy wants to say my name, that, you know. So I. It's whatever. I've seen the post. I did not dignify them with a response. I will not dignify any war. They say, you know, talking about a black flag and it meaning war. Any war you're in
Man,
is with yourself. Them. We've never looked at them or where they're going as far as
we
where we're going.
We've never seen them as competition, and we've never changed our plan, and we've never changed our direction in this show. Ever since I started this show, before you came aboard, we've been doing the same thing since day one. The whole recipe of the Rated R is totally different.
He brought that up on his live, too. He said, you know, it came out of nowhere. He never said nothing to me. I didn't know I needed his approval or
permission or blessing.
To talk about wrestling with my friend.
You ain't got to ask nobody to do anything.
Before we were doing a fucking podcast together, we were smoking weed together, okay?
That's it.
I'm just saying. And he said then that, you know, it was some conflict of interest. We don't skip other shows.
We make 99.9%. We sometimes don't make an XICW show, but that's different. You know what I'm saying? We've been to the last one.
But I mean, beyond all that, it was, you know, mentioned that, you know, I out of left field started, you know, doing a podcast with you, and he sent me a message telling me it was a conflict of interest, and I never viewed myself in competition. We're not competing with him. We're not looking at what he's doing. I supported Indie Idol. I thought it was cool. We're never tried to do a promo contest. We do our own thing. We have mainstream guys on. We have local guys on. We frequent these shows. So we try to promote.
We have reps on. We have everybody. We don't just focus on.
And then, you know, Pro Wrestling Edge. I want to give them a shout out.
Those are our guys. Shout out to them, man.
They are
Big
legitimate allies. There's no
Brandon,
they don't tell
Nick.
Us they are. Yeah, they don't tell us that they're our friends and allies. And again, you are talking about now. Before they were doing a podcast. Nick and Brandon were my friends. I met them when they went to a horror show.
I remember the night you were talking about the other night when they were looking for Jeff King.
And that was before Pro Wrestling Edge, before they were with Pro Wrestling Edge. And that relationship has not changed. If anything, it's grown stronger.
It's got better.
Because we got some opportunities that they've had. They've experienced things that we're now getting an opportunity to do. And they were so happy to tell us, like, man, we've been dying to talk to you guys and tell you. So, and they're giving us all these pointers. We never thought of this. We should have thought of this. We should have did more of this. We should have did less of this. And it's out of nothing but love. And we even, you know, we have a group chat that we can share.
Dude, it was like on the night of TKW when I seen them, when you were backstage,
on the floor showing my girlfriend's daughter, you know, where her seat was, and they was like, oh, what's up? I was like, oh, man. And then they even brought their brother. I forgot whose brother it was. I'm sorry.
Jordan.
But it was
part of their team now. Jordan is also part of the team. That's Josh's brother.
Yeah, Josh's brother. I was going to say, yeah, that's what I wanted to say, to be honest. But, yeah. But, yeah, dude, they were fucking – it was all love. It was all love, dude, since I've known them, too, the same way. And I remember, like I said, I remember the night that you said you wanted Jeff King to come from backstage. Remember, I was doing the podcast that night, too.
Yeah.
I was recording.
To him, that meant a lot. To me, it was nothing. I knew where the guy was going to be, and I was comfortable enough to – and I mean, it's a little no fact. I got this, like, social anxiety. I'm not good around groups of people. I'm not a big people person, actually. But, you know,
I was going to go to Jeff King
and say, hey, can you sign this man's poster or whatever it was? And he, you know, got pictures with, and it meant the world to him. And to me, it was nothing for me to do that for him. To him, it was a favor, and it was I would have done it for anybody, you know. But I met Brandon outside and met Nick. You know, prior to that, and it was, you know, like I said, we met under different circumstances, and now we're both having similar opportunities. We're all having similar opportunities and doing similar things, and it's nothing but love and respect and support for those guys, and it's not going to change. Even though, I mean, somebody's mad at us, they're mad at, you know, promotions that we deal with. I guess I don't know who else is mad at me, but, I mean, you can inbox me. Let me know you're mad at me. Let me know you're not done. I'm fine with that, really. I have friends I have. I've done nobody wrong. I don't lie to anybody. I don't need to.
We haven't done nothing wrong. We really haven't done nothing wrong. All I did was ask you to be my podcast partner. Long story short, dude.
Yeah,
and
it was
he seen a conflict.
It wasn't all let me talk. It was sure, dude. It sounds fun. What time is it? Oh, yeah. It's a call.
Yeah,
show. I've done the show at work. I don't know. I don't usually announce it, but I've done it at work. I've done it driving back to the shop. I've done half the
show
driving.
We've done it driving. We've both done it driving.
We've done it together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, it's easy to make happen. It's fun. So, yeah, and through it, you know, we were offered an opportunity to do some commentary and then offered another opportunity to do some filming, which, you know, opened another opportunity. And I'm not sorry. I have nothing to be sorry for. I've done nobody wrong. I've gone behind nobody's back, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I'm pretty sure Alex Van Zandt
I'm so stoked about this, dude.
This dude's a fucking great talent, dude. He fucking hates you, though.
Dude, he fucking hates you, actually.
No, I made him a picture of himself, of his favorite thing, Starbucks.
So maybe that suck ass comment was for you.
No, fuck
you.
Are you
a doctor or a lawyer, Day-Day? Are you a doctor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then maybe he likes you. But he only fucks with doctors and lawyers and rich folks. And, I mean, I'm not that guy.
I'm a doctor, man. I'm Dr. Blue.
Manages him at GLWA. And I'm actually a fan. I'm coming around on Alex Van Zandt. I hated on the guy.
Yeah, dude, he's... The first time I seen him was at Pro Wrestling All-Stars last year when we started going in the summertime.
Me too. And I love heels, and I see him like, dude, fuck this guy
dude.
With his Starbucks coffee and his fancy furry coat. Fuck this guy.
No, dude, you know, hey, my nephew seen him. My little nephew, Adrian, you seen him, the small one?
Yeah.
Sunday? Yeah, he seen Alex Van Zandt. And he cheered his ass on, bro. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I've come around on AVG. And,
yeah, me too, dude.
At GLWA, Breeding manages him. So,
yeah.
I'm Breeding's boy. So, I'm an Alex Van Zandt guy, even though he hates me. Kind of like with Dread King Logan, you're like, I get he hates me, but he's good enough and he's loyal enough. He's proven himself to me as a heel, as a wrestler, as a champion. So, you know, I'm down with Drag King, and I'm coming around that way on Alex Van Zandt.
Yeah.
The guy hates me, and I don't entirely blame him.
Yeah, no.
He's very clear.
He's a good guy, though.
Why he hates us all. Why we're all a bunch of piece of shit fans. Why he is better than us. It's very clear. He's very clear. The man speaks great English. When the man speaks, it's clear what he's getting across. He makes his point.
Yeah. Nah. I like his I like his character, though. I love that shit, and he's a good talent.
He's a good talent. He's just a dick.
He's a good talent. And he's young, dude. He's young. And you could tell. You could tell he's hungry as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good talent. But how about we talk about a match at the TKW that we're going to do commentary at? Ace Austin of Impact Wrestling versus Michigan's best in the Midwest, Mr. Malcolm Monroe III, the longest and reigning XIPW Midwest heavyweight champion.
Read the fucking T-shirt. He's the best in the fucking world with a capital F.
I know.
The world.
Oh, no, I don't have that shit. You do.
I do. My son does, too. So I see it a lot. Best in the fucking world, not the Midwest.
Yeah.
Dude's beyond the Midwest. He told me on Saturday.
He was my first interview. He was my first interview on the podcast.
He said, if I don't get signed this year, it's a fluke. And he's like, you know, he's going back to Japan. He's going back to Mexico. He's, you know, he has all these things lined up this year. He's like, dude, if I don't get signed, it's a fluke. The guy, he's not cocky, dude. He really isn't. The character is, the guy's real humble, dude. He's a humble guy, but he knows his worth. And, you know, he's not wrong.
No, he's definitely, dude. He puts out his 110% every fucking time, dude.
Yeah. I'm glad he's not fucking A1. Tommy Vendetta gave him a destroyer off the top rope to the outside.
Almost killed him on the weekend. I got that shit.
Yeah. And, hey, you can catch that on IWTV here very soon. They're editing it up. It's going to be on IWTV in the very, very near future.
We recorded it all. That was the Rated R Wrestling Productions. And
Rated R Wrestling production, actually, technically, because a full production, I mean, we've done matches. We never did a whole time.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
We've never done a whole show, man, dude. And you seen Peter. He's like, oh, man, he's like, your footage is awesome. And I'm like, man, shit, that's what I do.
That's right.
That's what the fuck I do.
I can't wait to see. You know, the final.
I can't wait, dude. I can't wait because my film is going to be on IWTV and then we're going to be on IWTV as commentators because we're the fucking best. We're not the fucking rest. We're not like that. I'm not going to say that. But, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, because it comes off right. I learned a lot and in a bad way about wrestling lately, that the drama and shit. It's like, you know what I mean? You're not. I don't talk about anybody. You don't talk about drama. And you be at the forefront of some drama for no reason. But whatever. I swear to God, though, I'm done with that shit. Done. So
brother, our interviewee is here on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, Mr. AVD, Alex Van Zandt. Brother, welcome to the show.
What's up?
What's the music?
What's going on?
Good evening, sir. Thank you for gracing the presence of peasants this evening to be with us.
Well,
that means a lot.
Peasants. I mean, like,
you just hate us?
I know he hates you.
I don't necessarily hate you. Well, first of all, I do have something to say to you, Greg. You were pretty mean to me during my match with PJ, and you body shamed me consistently, and that was not okay. Not even a little.
Whoa.
I just wanted specific. Because I don't know anybody who knows you made weight was my only question.
The athletic commission is who knows, okay? Stephen O'Meara is who knows. That's who I said that to, all right? And I made weight like 3 days before, and all that time gave me time to like rehydrate, et cetera, et cetera. I was down to, you know what? I was at 224.6, okay? In that match, I go back up to about 235. That's just what I do, okay? And also, I'm in a bulk right now. Sorry that I'm a little bit thick because I'm strong, all right? It's still winter. I have to, like, be thick. Like I'm sorry I'm natural and I'm not on steroids. Like, everyone else, like, yeah, please. Like, I'm not on steroids. Like, if you want me to go down the list, like, revolting blocks, steroids, daddy's money, steroids, not me. I'm natural.
I think the blob is on the juice, dude. Those titties are not natural.
The blob is drinking Coca-Cola. That's his juice.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. You know what kind of juice he's on? He's on milkshakes, okay? Milkshakes and steroids, okay? He eats steroids. There's a lot of guys in the locker room. I see him eating steroids. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I thought that was your best friend, though. Didn't you tag up with him over the weekend?
That tag up with him? I mean, I wouldn't call it that. I mean, I would call it I won single-handedly and a very decisive victory over No Souls Matter, okay? He tried to hinder me from that, and he even tried to tap out. But, you know, he passed out. He almost cost us that, but luckily, because I'm so popular, the referee understood that they needed to reverse that decision, and then something happened that I don't really remember, but I'm very sure that I hit all of my finishers and just easily pinned them, and then went to the back, and everyone cheered. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
So can we assume you won't be looking to tag with the Revolting Blob anytime soon to maybe climb the ranks and challenge the Nomads for the Tag Team Championships?
Well, I was going to ask because I believe that Capital Vice has actually got a title match at the next show. I would have thought it had been you guys because you actually won the first tag team match after the tag team champions won the titles.
I mean, I guess that that's absolutely true. Like, no. Okay, so do I want to tag with him again? No, but am I undefeated with him, like, I guess, leeching off of my talent? I mean, I guess. So I suppose that I have to tag with. I don't know what Guru is thinking, but like I guess I don't even know. Like, I would prefer not to. Like I would prefer to go. What's up?
Guru be smoking that crazy ass paraquat hippie weed, dude.
Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, drugs are bad, okay? Like come on, like unbelievable. The only drug I am high on is life. And creatine, and sometimes X,
and Starbucks.
Also sometimes Adderall, and then, oh, yes, and Starbucks, of course. Well, that's just caffeine.
I was just going to say, you drink decaf? That would have been breaking news. Like, oh, my God,
no,
ABC is a decaf guy?
That's fake coffee. That's not even real.
Yeah, thank you.
To be honest, I prefer
thank
tea.
You.
Yeah.
No. I only drink, and I'm picky about a couple things, my weed and my coffee and my toilet paper, dude.
Fuck yeah.
I only use Sumatra beans from Starbucks, and that's a shoot. Literally.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense. Well, see, this is why I'm starting to come around on you, is because you're a man of class who understands the value of Starbucks.
At least
Starbucks
they're beans.
It's time to close. Yeah, they are beans. I mean, come on. Like, if you can't afford Starbucks,
yeah.
I understand. But if you're going to, like, insult them just because you can't afford them, like, clearly you're just bad. You're bad, you're poor, and thanks for coming.
Well, I
you
don't
can
drink
get
coffee,
the pre-ground. You can get the pre-ground stuff in Meijer's, actually. That I prefer to grind my own beans, or I prefer the Sumatra pods. But I black Sumatra
cool.
beans all the way.
Right, so peasants
yeah.
go to Meijer's and gross people go there. Like, I get that it's a little bit better than, like, that Walmart place, but I probably can't just walk in there. Like, there's diseases in there. I barely want to go to Whole Foods. If Karen doesn't go for me, I don't really want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there.
Right?
You
know,
always
you're walking
the delivery.
Could you a delivery guy? That your things would be delivered. Fresh fruit, fresh vegetables at your door. That's what I would have thought.
I can't do that myself. I want to call it. I don't know whose hands are touching that. Delivery, as far as I don't want just someone picking up my food. Yeah, absolutely.
Get it
and they're like, oh my God, can I have a tip? Yikes. Please.
Yeah, fuck that. Hell no. You just
that's
dropping
why you
it
tell
off.
Me that shit at the door and bounce.
Yeah, I don't want them to leave that at the front of my driveway, and then I have to walk 3 miles all the way out to the tip of my driveway to get it. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's gated out there. There's a gate. I've heard.
I mean, to be fair, it's my dad's house. But what now?
I've heard there's a gate out there too.
Well,
way out at
obviously.
The entrance. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
be
a long way to carry your own groceries.
Yes. Honestly, I would just have it made myself, but I've had my Oompa Loompas confiscated by the government, calling them, I don't know, illegals or Filipinos or whatever. I don't really know. I just knew they were Oompa Loompas, and they worked for me, and it was free, and every now and then, they would get out of line, and I would beat them, sometimes to death, but it's okay. It's why would you take that away from me? Everyone's always trying to take from me, man. Everyone's always trying to take from the people that have.
Shame on them.
Yes. Shame on them. Sorry, I'm
shame
smart.
On them,
so, getting it taken from you. You tell us about the Rumble for the Gold new breed here.
Yeah,
in May.
Do we see Alec Van Zandt winning the gold?
Oh, of course. I haven't. First of all, I haven't formally announced in my way that I am going to be in it. I will be.
I see
and
you
I
on the poster.
I
assumed you'd be heading
for
the top.
Of course. Well, to be fair, of course I'm on the poster. I'm always on the poster. That's kind of how that works. But, I may or may not be holding out with, some contract negotiations. It's not really about money for me. I don't really need more money. But, how about I get the last spot? I think that's probably fair.
I should come out last. Try to leverage for a good number.
That's what I was going to tell you.
Yeah. And, dude, please, eliminate that bum Ely. I'm sick of that guy.
You mean fake John Cena?
Yeah, fake John Cena.
You mean dollar store John Cena? Yeah, of course.
John
He's
Cena.
Bright orange.
Looking at.
You want to know something about Eric Ely? So he actually went to school with me. I don't know if you know that, but he did. Okay? He went to school with me. We competed at the same wrestling tournament in high school, even though he was not at my high school. He went to Catholic Central. And to be honest, I just can't, I'm all about private schools, but I can't get behind, any individual, religion or whatnot, but he's a straight white male, whatever, of course. So we ended up going to college together. I don't really talk to him because I don't talk to people like that, and I use people very lightly, okay? He sat in the back of the class and, did his work, wearing big shirts, I go to the gym, I carry a big gallon of water around. What kind of a loser? After you have him, now he cheers for state? Look at that guy. He went on to do what? Nothing. I guess he wrestles now. But me, I opened my own business, okay? I was a big deal, all right? We had a similar past, and look at him now. I'm the face of every promotion, basically. And what is he? Just another guy.
That's awesome. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I need to be
great.
A part of this team. How can I not be? How can I not be?
You got to show this guy.
Yeah.
You got to eliminate this guy.
If Breeden was smart, and to be honest, I know that he's not, but if he was, he would for sure do everything that he could to get that belt on me. If you want to sell tickets, you have to have the belt on AVZ. You put your best foot forward.
Who wouldn't want AVZ's face on their poster with their belt? Who wouldn't want to have AVZ as the face of their company?
The only people that I can possibly think of are people who are just intimidated by people with good looks and success. Or Republicans. Republicans might not like it either.
That's great. Not even the Republicans. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it is great.
So what about the, are you going to be at the next PWAS show? You got a match on there?
I mean, like, I'm on the flyer, so obviously. I mean, like, they're not going to just do that show without me. I mean, they want to be there, don't they?
Do you feel like you're still owed a shot at the Junior Heavyweight Championship from TJ?
Well, I mean, TJ did nothing but cheat the entire match. So, I mean, of course. Like, first of all, I'm very confident that he's hiding some kind of, like, metal inside of that knee pad. So, like, George the ref, get it together. Check him more properly because that was not a regular knee. I hit him fair and square with my coffee cup. And, like, that's part of my gear. It's totally fine. Athletic Commission says so. I need that to survive. Would you take an inhaler away from somebody with asthma? Get George the ref. Don't take my coffee cup. I need that. It's medical.
Hey, I think Starbucks should give you a check or something, man. I mean, nobody does Starbucks like you.
Well, I think they should get a check.
I don't either, Mike.
I think TJ had a roll of quarters in his elbow pad because when ABZ hit him with the Starbucks cup, change flew everywhere, dude. I think it came out of TJ's elbow pad. I think he had a roll of quarters.
That was change? See, change? I don't even know what that is. I don't understand. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, I don't deal in things like change. I deal with things like bills and large transactions and black credit cards. I don't mess around with whatever that is. Like, you mean, like...
Well, if you take $10 worth of, you know, quarter dollar pieces and put them in a roll, it makes the perfect fist filler. It's a, you know, really effective
$10.
Yeah, it's the $10 weapon, basically. And, I think his roll came loose when you loosened his teeth with the coffee cup.
Yeah, very clearly he cheated, like, consistently.
You know, he uses that forearm. I think that could be why it's so effective. Because, like I said, there was change all over ringside and all over the ring.
Oh, for sure. And also,
I think it came out of TJ's elbow pad. It certainly didn't come out of the cup.
The commission made sure. It didn't come out of the cup. Why would it be in a coffee cup? Like, the only thing in coffee cups that I would have, green tea frappuccinos. Yes, or a latte. Or, like, I don't really drink coffee, like, without sugar because I can afford it. But, yeah, it's definitely going to be something delicious. It's not going to be that. And it's definitely not going to be green mist or whatever people claim that I have in there. It's just coffee. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, you sip on it. You sip on it at ringside. You've been accused of having some kind of performance-enhancing liquid in there, even.
Well, hey, you know what? That's probably why they were checking to make sure I made weight. Why did no one make sure TJ made weight? He was looking pretty thick in there, man. He might have been, like, 400 pounds. Like, I don't know.
You
I don't know.
Just
also,
like I never knew of AVZ weighing in, I didn't know a TJ weighing in. He just kept chasing the title and getting bigger. The guy's been in the gym. I wonder when the last time they have weighed in the heavyweight champion was.
No. He definitely doesn't go to the gym. That's 100% steroids. That's just how it works.
Was
okay?
he there
like,
when you weighed in,
steroids.
AVZ? Was he there
was
when
that?
You weighed in at the Athletic Commission? Or were you there at
He most certainly was not. So.
That's interesting, dude. That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Rivera, we need to FIO.
Oh, yeah.
Get him a title match.
Isle of Lost Souls. Where even is that?
That's
like,
nowhere. Nowheresville.
Yeah, that's not
that ain't
Lake. That's not
a voting ballot, bro. That shit won't fly on a voting ballot.
No, it wouldn't.
Of course not.
Yep, AVZ, the rightful light heavyweight, junior heavyweight champion.
Of course.
He's
well, right now, shot. To be honest, like, one of the things I'm focusing on a lot is that like, and I haven't even considered it, but you know, Kyle Barrett, all right, chin strap Jesus, who also
chin
I go way back with, and Jeremiah Goldmane, they were at ringside. Like, I know that they were trying to like cheer me on or whatever they say that they were doing, but
I was going to bring that up. Why are they trolling you?
Hey,
they were trolling you on Sunday as well.
Yeah, not super awesome. But, like, I mean, like, like, we're like friends. I guess, like, that's how friends hang out. I mean, like, whatever. Like, I know that Goldman just doesn't have as much money as me, so maybe that's why he, like, wants to see what someone who's actually successful looks like. Someone who actually – he claims that he, like, made all of his money through grinding. Like, what about me? What did I do when I lost my full-ride scholarship to U of M? I had to ask my dad to give me the money. But that's not the point, all right? Like, I'm a good person. I organize events to get – I get free guac at Chipotle. People who can't afford it.
Nice.
People who are needy and, like, poor people in, like, Northville. Poor people in, like – like Sterling Heights. Poor people in Grosse Pointe. It has Gross in the name. But I support them by giving them free guac. I'm a good person, okay? Maybe Mr. Goldman can learn a little something from me and give back a little bit.
I think that you and Jeremiah Goldman could go straight
to
the
top.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah, and Chinstrap Jesus, yeah. I don't know why Goldman fucks with him. I don't know why the guy is calling you. I think they could be recruiting you. They very well could be. Now, is Chinstrap Jesus someone you could see yourself unleashing something, Peter? And
cash with.
It's a much
instead of the revolting
Bob.
Right.
Instead of revolting Bob, would I prefer Chinstrap Jesus?
I mean, do you think you would have more success as far as chasing the championships in PWAF?
I mean,
that would be tricky. Revolting Bob is, I guess, bigger, but I've heard really sketchy things about Revolting Bob. I've actually heard that he sat on a man's face until he died, which I'm not into that kind of a kink, but whatever. Like, he says something about, like, he didn't pinch his leg to know to get off, but it was ridiculous, okay? I know about this, all right? So, already, thin ice with me, okay? Revolting Blob. But first, like, the titties out, it's super scary. Like, I don't even, like, I wasn't even sure if I should be hard, if I shouldn't be hard. At least with chin strap, I'm very confident that, like, I will be limited to very few boners during the match. But, like, as far as, like, would I prefer him as a tag team partner? He does appropriate the whole Jesus thing, and he seems to be stuck in the 90s. So I'm not really sure what that's all about, but he and I do go way back, and I am a fan of White Claw. So I don't know. Like, I would be open to it.
And
like, he and I, like, used to be, like, great friends.
More
best friends. Yeah,
I
for
mean,
sure. Like, well,
he was a former heavyweight champion in Horror Slam.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, check it out. March 13th. And another show, I believe,
yeah,
is April 16th coming up. That'd be awesome to see.
They're going to have a double hitter show.
It sounds scary. It sounds really scary. Maybe I should go.
You should go.
Maybe I should go.
Man, we'll be there. Come check us out, man.
Oh, you guys are going to be there?
We're going to be there. The Rated R is going to definitely be there.
Ooh, if you guys are going to be there,
we'll have Starbucks ready for you. We'll have you Starbucks. Hey, we'll put your picture that I made you on the cup.
Thank you. That would be excellent. That's what we need around here. Like, so I was thinking about making those and selling them to, like, the peasants, but the whole thing was that when I tried to get them made, they ended up being, like, $6 or $7 my cost, which made me realize that that's not something that, like, these poor people can afford. Like, I want to
I would pay $10 or $15
you know what I mean?
For that cup.
I'll buy one.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think people pay $10 or $15 for that cup easily.
Easily. I mean, it got your face and your name on it. Why wouldn't people want to pay for it?
Well, I mean, it would be very intimidating. I mean, like, can you imagine a man taking that home and then sitting it on his, like, mantle or whatever? Or, like, I don't know. Does everyone have a mantle? Putting it on their...
Yes, my mantle is a merch shelf. It's my merch mantle. And I would put that on my merch mantle.
Well, I mean, the scary thing is they would do that, and then, like, their wife or girlfriend or, like, paid prostitute would come home and then see it and go, oh, my gosh, how can I possibly be with you? Look at this person. And, again, I'm busy, so I can't be with them. I can't be with everyone. That's how that works. But, yeah, just another person who anonymously DMs me and is creepy. So, yeah, think about that. Think about the wives. Think about the children.
Fuck them kids. I'm confident enough, man.
Whoa. Who's, did you say fucking kids?
Fuck them kids.
Yeah,
that.
Fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. This is the rated R. We say fuck them kids all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that fucking kid. That sounds very scary. That sounds like something. That sounds like something that would land me on the list again. I mean, what?
No.
What list?
Figuratively. Not
no.
Quite literally. Yeah.
Excellent.
Figuratively.
Yeah. No. Not
we
like that.
Hey, did you see me pin that loser Joe Perry one night only? I pinned him one night only, right in the middle of the ring, clean as a whistle. Did you see that?
You saw clean as a whistle in the middle.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, JP Ono takes the L. That's what I'm saying. You had a huge weekend, bro. That's a, I think you have, you know, laying claim to some gold. I mean, you had
tag team championships in TKW, the light heavy, the junior heavyweight championship. You should have like 2-3 belts.
I should have all of them.
Yeah, junior heavyweight championship. Match ended in controversy, but after that, he did nothing but win the rest of the weekend. Ending with a long weekend. Now think, AVZ has been going through it. He had a grueling match in which
all promotion, not just one promotion.
Yeah, he was knocked out with a roll of quarters on Friday night, fought for the junior heavyweight championship. He was in a grueling tag team match at TKW,
of course.
And then Sunday.
I wouldn't say
TKW,
but that was a handicap. That was essentially 3-on-1.
Yeah, kind of was.
Yeah, it was.
But then you beat a well-rested JP Ono clean in the middle on Sunday after that weekend.
Yeah. Absolutely clean. Yeah. A veteran like JP Ono. Maybe people should start putting a little respect on my name. Yeah.
I agree totally with that.
I've come around from doubting you, thinking that you
me
lied.
Me too.
I started
watching you in PWAS last summer, man. And I got to say the same thing.
I mean, just this weekend, I've come around. I've come around in one weekend.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I could always use
no
more of what do you got? Oh, fans. I could use more fans.
I recognize good talent.
My nephew was cheering you on Sunday. My nephew was cheering you on Sunday.
You told me afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He seen you. He's like, oh, that was my favorite. I was like, I got to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make him one of those cups.
You know what you should also do for him? Start some kind of a trust or hedge fund for him because he's going places. That's what I'm saying. Like, he already recognizes that AVZ is the guy. Well, then maybe he should be, you know, putting some accelerated courses is what I'm trying to say. He could be the next Elon Musk, but better looking and much smarter and more successful. You know.
I totally agree with you. And that's most definitely. My sister's already on it.
Right. And you know what? For all of this advice, you're welcome.
I appreciate
that. And that was free. He give you that for free, Day-Day. See, he don't hate us.
I don't really hate anyone. I mean, you kind of clearly said you did, though. When you were, you know, in your promo, you were pretty clear that you kind of hated everybody.
Well, who don't I like?
Anybody who wasn't a doctor or a lawyer or a rich person, you pretty much hate.
I didn't say business owner. I didn't say
you
I hate
said
them.
It with the hate words, too.
Did I? Oh, so now you're putting words in my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
well,
sir. I'm just quoting the great myth.
Okay, how about I rephrase myself here? I don't hate people. And a lot of the individuals who are not said things or successful, you know, usually there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. So those, I don't consider those things people, all right? They're not really people. Like, when you're unsuccessful like that, everyone, like, whines. Like, oh, my God, maybe why can't it be me? Why don't I get a shot? It's honestly, it's 100% because of you and because, like, it's not systematic. It's you. You just suck. They sound like Republicans. Ugh.
Fair enough. I totally agree.
Right?
Man,
rant over, so.
Yeah, man, you have been so much fun to talk to, man. We, so much fun.
Thank you very much for being on the show this evening, and
exactly.
I look forward to seeing a lot more of you, man.
Thank you so much.
And I tell
hey,
you,
if the promoters are smart. Go on.
Yep.
Yeah.
I need to what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh no, you were talking.
Oh yeah, perfect. No, I do that a lot. I was just wondering what you were saying. I mean, what I was saying was more important, but I do want to know what you were saying.
Absolutely. Hey, I forgot.
That's pretty typical, to be honest. I wasn't. Yeah, I'm not shocked by that at all. But hey,
yeah.
You know, if you have a little bit, you have some more Starbucks. Maybe you go educate yourself. You won't have these problems anymore. Also, cocaine.
Uh-oh. I should read more books.
I can't wait to see you next weekend.
I don't know what books are.
You know.
I don't know. What's a book?
You didn't even have books when you were growing up with.
What do you do with books? Like, are you talking about those things that are like made of trees? Oh, I don't support those. I support trees. I like the breeze. Okay, I'm like a big environmental activist. I only drink water, like bottled water, because I don't want to like take it out of the tap so that poor people like who live in Flint, etc., don't get water. Okay, I'm not greedy like that. I only buy bottled water, which is because I'm pro environment. You know.
I'm an irrigation technician. I love trees too. I keep them alive.
There you go. I just don't like them around me because they're filled with bugs.
This is a digital age that we're in. I can maybe you can recommend a good PDF for me, a good educational PDF.
Yeah, there are a lot of really good informative articles on Instagram. You should probably check them out.
And speaking of Instagram, where can we find you on social media?
And where can we get
you? Can find me?
Yeah.
You can find me on Facebook. It's Alex Van Zant. That's three words. But I do have a lot of friends, so I might have to make space for you. So if I were you, I would try to like look as desirable as possible in your profile picture, aka application to be my friend. So there's that. And also you can find me on the Instagram, and that is Alex Van Zant AVZ. So you can find me there as well.
Awesome.
Yep. And then you can learn, you know, like what it's like to have a cool life. And you can just live vicariously through me. And, you know, your pathetic little lives, you know, will be in here.
That was a great promo you had going into the theaters and talking about watching Wonder Woman.
Oh, watching Wonder Woman? Yeah, I love that movie. It's like, oh, my gosh, women's empowerment, whatever, whatever. I didn't know about, like, whatever – HBO Max had it for free, so yeah, I'm glad that Goldman told me that. But you know, I was super invited to the sneak peek of Godzilla vs. Kong as well. Like, I was super invited. I was just like so busy. Oh my gosh, you know me.
Awesome.
So yeah, we appreciate you coming on to the show, man, and hopefully you come back soon, and we'll see you next week.
For sure, and thank you for what you guys do for independent wrestling.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you for what you
thank
do
you,
also, man.
Thank
have
you.
A good night, brother.
You too. Have a great one.
That is one of the most intelligent guys
dude,
we've ever had.
Cool and humble. He's humble as hell. He's a great dude.
Yeah, he's a real humble guy.
Yeah, he is. Really, really is. I meant that I was putting a smile on my face.
It's great because, like, Martez, he's hearing this, bro. He don't know AVZ. He's never seen AVZ. Martez, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, so I'll give you a second to tell me, but what do you think of AVZ, the guy that we just met today?
Oh, man, thanks for putting me on the spot today. I don't have a problem being put on the spot. You know, sometimes I'm just not ready to talk. I liked him. I was very engaged in the interview, man. He's a great talker. He's entertaining. He caught my attention for sure, man. So, yeah, I liked it.
You got to check out that he cut a promo for it was the match with TJ, actually. And it was like the emotion is like made you really.
Yeah,
really
for real, like last weekend, it was like,
Actually, he is the winner of Wrestling Rages, Indie Idol. I can't believe we never got a chance to bring that up. He's the Indie Idol winner. He beat Road Rash in the finals. It was a promo contest. It was a 16-man field. And AVZ
the rightful junior heavyweight champion.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have one more special guest tonight. The owner of New Breed.
The owner of New Breed Pro Wrestling.
He asked, you know, he asked for this time. Said he has a lot on his chest. He wants to get off.
He wants to let it off live.
My friend, even a boss of mine, a man I respect, a former guest on the show. He was here once before talking about that bum Ely. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Lane Breeden.
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's going on?
Great.
How's it going tonight? Thank you for coming on to the show.
It's going good. Thank you for having me on the show. I guess I'm the main event, right? I got to follow ABZ. How do I do that? But everybody follows ABZ, so that's kind of normal. I love Alex Van Zandt.
We said
you
best to last.
I know
what's
you
that?
He follows you to the ring at GLWA.
He did. Actually, we are going back to GLWA in the future. AVZ actually came up through New Breed, and I'm definitely planning on making him a star everywhere I possibly can. Because when it comes to promos...
you need to give him a swell number. He said he ain't fucking with you if you don't get a swell number.
Really?
He's trying to get a good number in the Rumble. You should give him the last number. I mean, dude, that face...
Should I put him in at 20 and just let him win the whole thing? I mean... It'd be better.
You're
to
not,
point
someone's
got to
be
like,
20. Someone's got to be 20.
I mean,
20.
That face on your poster with the championship, I mean, how can you go wrong?
Right.
I mean, last guy in the Rumble, I mean, he almost has earned that. And we've seen this weekend, he challenged for the Junior Heavyweight Championship. Unsuccessful.
He's actually the rightful champion.
And then he teamed with the Revolting Blob and is victorious over
and
New
won
Mets.
That.
And then he
single-handedly.
And he beat JP Ono Sunday.
Wow. Dude, like...
So, dude,
ABZ's been saying this for a while.
He's on fire.
I've been saying this for a while. ABZ is the man. It's like, you talk about future stars in Michigan, like, he's the guy. A lot of people have overlooked him, and I was the first person to give him the opportunity at New Breed, but he's the guy. And I think going forward, he's someone that you can actually see go from this level to the WWE based on his character and personality alone. So,
dude, his eyebrows, the way when he makes facial expressions, those eyebrows do things that look like they're painted on and edited. You know what I mean?
Right.
And my nephew, man, he loved ABZ from the first time he seen him, and that was on Sunday. He's like, man, that's my favorite wrestler. He's only 5 years old.
I said that online. I said that online. ABZ is my favorite wrestler. That's why I wanted to manage him.
Is 20 negotiable? I mean, he's trying to leverage to sign with New Breed, and he's trying to get a late number. Can he? You think he can leverage to get 20?
I mean,
at least,
like, he's got to buy me a lot of Starbucks, right? I mean, he's got to buy me a lot of Starbucks if he wants. I mean, that number 20, because if you win that battle royal, you become the very first ever New Breed champion.
He can get you all the Starbucks you want.
I mean, I'm all about Starbucks. I really don't like Starbucks, but I mean, like, he can have it and then try to win the Rumble. Maybe I'll let him, like, really get hyped up on Starbucks coming in at number one and then, like, see him throw everybody out. I would literally pay to see him eliminate Ely. What do you think?
I would pay for that, too.
I would love to see that. I'm for that.
Yeah.
He was talking about Ely. They grew up together. They were in college together, actually.
They did. He actually knew, on a personal note, he knew Eric's girlfriend before Eric knew her. Ha-ha.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Let me drop that dime.
So was it on that level?
So, am I talking about real stuff again? I'm not supposed to do that in wrestling, right? I'm not supposed to talk about real stuff in wrestling, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. I know you came on to talk about some real stuff. And, the floor is yours, Mr. Breeding.
You know, I find it funny that all these people supposedly hate me so bad and got issues and they want to run their mouth. I mean, I have backyarders from Kansas City today alone dropping like 6 posts about me or something like that. That's how popular I am. Is it don't matter what I do in this business. I wrestle or I become a part of something and everybody wants to start talking, right? So let's address the elephant in the room. There's been one guy who has this big issue with me over the last couple of days. Everybody's made such a big deal about it, and everybody's talking about it. So I'm sick of his crap. I'm over it. And it's time I actually tell how I really feel. I know you really hate this guy, Craig. So
I do hate him.
You know what, Mitt?
I can't stand that guy, dude. I've said for a long time, I can't stand that guy. And more in the last couple of days with the Facebook post, and the live video, the video he put out, dude. I can't stand this fucking guy.
Dude, and the bad part is I tried to do business with this guy, and he wants to do it the wrong way. So I'll address it now. Yo, Mitch Hewitt, I got you. You want me, right? Mitch Hewitt, the guy that I'm the one that started giving him bookings that led to other bookings. The guy that realistically I thought was actually one of my friends. Not the Eric bullcrap. I knew Eric was always about himself. But Mitch, the guy that I took under my wing, now is saying he wants to come back to New Breed, but only if he gets what he wants, and he wants me. All right. Mitch, I've not really addressed you too much, but I hope you hear this loud and clear. Remember that day? You remember that block party where you were on the show? All you could tell me was about how nobody was giving you opportunities and nobody was taking you under the wing and showing you the right way. And then I did that. And through my previous company and then through Groundbreaking – or I'm sorry, not Groundbreaking. That was another previous company of mine. But through New Breed, you started getting people's attention. And then all of a sudden you got everybody's attention. – And then after you use me to get somewhere, and now you want to come back after you've seen everything that I've done everywhere else when I came back to wrestling, and now you want to use me to further your career again. Brother, I was willing to do all of that without you playing these games. As a matter of fact, if you want to fight, I like a good fight. Nobody has to do Facebook posts or cry on Facebook to get me to fight. If you want to fight, I like to fight. So, Mitch, you want to come back to New Breed, or you want to accept my invites back to New Breed, and you want to fight me, and you want to beat me, and then if you beat me, be able to do whatever you want with New Breed. Like I said, here's the shoot. I created New Breed because of Mitch. He was the first person to hire because I saw so much potential in him, and he's proven me correct. But now I got to drop this attitude. Especially this attitude where, what did he say? He didn't care about the fans? He's got a problem with people posting online. He's got a problem with people posting too much online. Because, you know, in today's society, we're supposed to only post and do what the system says, right? If you have any issues or you have a thought or if you're upset or if you're depressed or even if you're happy or whatever the case may be, unless it's what the system says is correct, you're not supposed to post about it, even according to Mitch, right? You could quickly Google it, but you're not allowed to have conversations with your friends about it, right? Mitch, you forgot who your friends were. You forgot who helped make you, and I'm not even doing the appreciate me bullcrap that I did with Eric. You want to fight me, and the condition being that if you beat me, you can do whatever you want in New Breed. Fine. But I understand this. This is not a normal fight. I'm all about the fans. You may hate the fans. Well, they're going to get to see you up close and personal because on May 16th, me and you, one-on-one, in one of the semi-main events, in a false count anywhere match.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a brawl.
So, and I, if you've followed me
beat
the last
the
couple
shit
days,
out of that punk.
You want me to beat the
beat
shit out of
that? Please beat the shit out of that punk.
I
that Detroit punk beat his ass.
I'm
you
definitely
with that hippie guru who tried to headbutt a gusset right through my skull.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Saturday, guru, the hippie bastard. Yeah.
Really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I put a picture on Facebook. Yeah, he was going to headbutt a gusset plate right into my skull piece.
Really?
But yeah. That's how I just beat up the guru. But, yeah, Mitch, I was, and the quote, Kristen, he's the Mitchiest. And I couldn't say it better. He is the Mitchiest. And that's why I can't stand him. He's just the Mitchiest.
That's all
I know. If you guys had known Mitch when I got to, when I first met him, when he was first coming out of the House of Truth, the dude was like as humble and as hungry as you can get. I don't get where he got this attitude. It was after he left New Breed that he got this attitude. But I do know I want to beat it out of him.
Or from Chuck Stein's punk ass. One of them folks.
Right. Right. But if anything, I would have thought to Chuck Stein, because Chuck Stein's a good friend of mine. I thought Chuck Stein would have taught him the right way to do things. I guess I'm going to have to reteach him the right way to do things. And, Mitch, I'm going to do you a favor. Like I'm not stupid. Everybody from Michigan Independent Wrestling right now is listening to this podcast because they want to hear what I have to say. I know why you came at me for this fight. It's because when I get involved in something, whether it be because they love me or because they hate me, everybody pays attention. So you want me to make you a bigger star. That's fine. But what is it worth to you? Because I'm not playing this time around. This isn't some silly gimmick or whatever the heck the case was with me and Eric. This is real. This is I'm fed up not only with you, Eric, or not only with you, Mitch. I'm fed up with everybody who's questioning me what I can do. And you want me because you want to become more relevant in Michigan. Unfortunately, when I get done with you, there's going to be no relevancy at all because you're not going to matter because you won't even be able to wrestle. So,
he's his punk ass. Teach him a lesson.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, like what we're talking about on May 16th, not only that, let's drop the bomb on everybody about this one. I have a great new commentary team coming on. Nobody knows this yet. The public don't know this yet, boys. Are you guys ready to reveal it to them?
Let's reveal it to them.
Ready.
Officially, I am officially announcing now the new Breed commentary team is the two hosts of this show. Craig and Day-Day, the Radar Podcast, are taking over the commentary team, and I know you guys are going to do a hell of a job for me.
And we
thank you
and we appreciate the opportunity, boss man. We really do, and we're gonna do our best, and you're not gonna regret it at all. Very much.
I know
and
that
we're
you
working
guys are
on
doing
it,
amazing
and we're
job.
Actually working with some other, you know, voices of the area, getting pointers.
Yeah.
We've talked to Pro Wrestling Edge, and we're gonna talk a lot more. We somebody, one of the best talkers around here, has reached out to us and offered to, you know, work with us and
put
in the time, and we intend to make you proud, and we appreciate the opportunity.
You know,
yes.
It's funny, because I always try, a lot of people don't get it, because the real me, and you know this, Craig, like, when we come, if we're talking real life right now, you're probably my best friend in the world. Like, that's legit as it gets. We talk on a daily basis. If I need anything, you're my go-to guy. I believe if you need anything, I'm one of your go-to guys. So I believe in helping those who want legit opportunities in this business that aren't full of themselves, that want the chance to learn and learn the right way to do. And with both of your guys' hard work, your heart, your love for the business, I know that you're going to be a great fit for New Breed.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
And
Like we said, we're not going to let you down. And Greg is one of my best friends, and you can ask him if you need anything. You can come to me also. That's 100%. Greg knows that he's my brother, and we've been brothers since the first day I met him.
Right.
I think anybody who's my friend would tell you that I am a good friend. You know what I mean? I'm a loyal guy, and, you know, I am as honest as the day is long.
I know that about me, too.
I don't want anybody to know anything about me. It's that I'm honest, you know. I am that.
That's where I think that me and you get ourselves in a lot of trouble, though, Craig, because we are so damn honest about everything. It's not even funny.
Dude,
but you know what?
I've been better about learning as I get older, because I'm a hothead, too, to just shut up. And I teach my 18-year-old this, because he's a worse hothead than I ever was. I'm like, bro, the secrets to life, cut a good promo, and no sell. If you can perfect those two things, you will go far in life. And it's, hey, I'm like, I'm serious. And we were talking about in the car, they were fixing his phone, and he's like, I think it was Hitler we were talking about, and he's like, how did he even, I'm like, he cut a good promo, bro. I'm like, that's how a lot of people get elected. They cut a good promo. I'm telling you, that wrestling shit is real life, brother.
Honestly, no sell like a champ. Yeah. I haven't gotten the no-sell part. Obviously, if you read my Facebook, I definitely have not got the no-sell part. I'm really trying to learn that as we speak. But I've definitely learned that life is a work, for sure. And
that's why I
can be damn good at it sometimes.
That is true.
I can't wait till
May 16th show. I really can. I'm ready to call that whole show. I'm ready.
Dude, it's a stacked card. Like, the matches that we've already announced, we got the Rumble to crown the first champion, which we're starting off with the Rumble to crown the first champion. Now you know me and Mitch are going to be in a Falls Count Anywhere. And the other big match on the card that I'm personally, honestly, I've been booking shows for 10 years. If I'm being honest, this is probably my favorite match I've ever booked. And I believe it's the first time ever one-on-one in Michigan. In my opinion, the two best in-ring wrestlers in the state, Freedom Ramsey, weaponized Alex Weir, one-on-one for the first time ever. That
bro,
legit,
there ain't no
in my mind.
That. That's match
in
of the
my
night.
Mind,
there ain't no following that.
In my mind, that could be, honestly, that could be match of the year. You know what I mean? Because you had those two of like an MM3, and you're talking about the best in the state. So, like, I'm
Alex
looking forward
Weir
to
it. Is on that level, and Freedom Ramsey is getting to that level. And in ring and two styles, the way they're this is gonna be a banger, boy. A fucking banger.
Right.
Hard hitter match.
Absolutely. So I mean, like, you're gonna have your personal vendetta with me and Mitch. You're gonna have your Matt Classic with Alex Weir and Freedom. And then you're gonna have a battle royal to crown your first ever champion, which is gonna be Royal Rumble style, not just everybody getting the ring at once. It's gonna be who's coming out at what number, all that's going to matter. You know what I mean? Because even when you look at the Royal Rumble or the Rumble itself, you got AVZ in it. You got Eric in it. you got the Nomads in it. You got Jamie Internal in it. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got coming to Detroit for the first time, Jaden
AVZ
Quick
is my pick.
AVZ is your pick? Yeah.
He's my pick, too.
You know who's another good one, though? You know who's another good one that don't get enough attention that's in the battle royal? Matt Hagan. Dude is a beast, and he's definitely coming up in his own, too.
Yeah.
But,
Matt Hagan was one of the first wrestlers I seen. Like, he was, like, I think just coming in. When he was in Proving Ground, he was Dre Jacobs' rookie. And he actually, I think he's the first guy that ever did Proving Ground twice. But yeah, I'm actually a fan of Matt Hagan. I got Matt Hagan wristband from like four years ago.
I can tell you that Matt Hagan's one of those people that I talk to on a regular basis, and from when the first time that I seen him in the business to now, he might be the most
this
improved. Him or
in the fucking
Mitch.
Gym every day, bro. That Matt Hagan has been putting in work. He hasn't been wrestling
But, dude, he's been in the gym putting in work. And I see it every day. He posts it, you know, and he always little smart-ass caption, like, you know, or with a hashtag Jim Douchery or whatever, obligatory, you know, gym pick. But dude is working hard, dude.
He is. He's one of the hardest workers in Michigan, and I believe with the right opportunity, which I plan on giving him, he's really going to break out here soon. A couple other people in the Rumble real quick is really underrated himself. JP Ono is going to be in it. He lost to Alex Van Zandt, so that might be a thing. Frankie right now is going to be, which is a New Breed original. Ooh. He's going to be in it. But here's
we've seen him on Sunday.
You saw him on Sunday too? The person that I think is going to win it all, and we talked about him earlier, this is my pick to win it all, Freedom Ramsey. So,
Freedom's in the Rumble as well. TKW Heavyweight Champion, I see that.
Yeah, he's in the Rumble. He may win the Rumble and then defend it later in that night against Alex Weir. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Alex Weir.
He might be in the hunt for gold, but he's in. If he wins that title, he might be in jeopardy and losing the title all in the same night.
Yeah.
Is Weir in the Rumble?
Yep, and that's the great thing about New Breed shows is you expect the unexpected. So
Weir is in the Rumble for the gold as well?
No, Weir is not. He's coming in with one mission, which is to end Freedom's undefeated streak, which I didn't even talk about. But Freedom's undefeated, New Breed. And so Weir is coming to end Freedom's undefeated streak. But Freedom's entered himself in the Rumble. And we've had one other Rumble in New Breed history, and Freedom won that. So,
AVZ needs to drop his junior heavyweight shit, put on a few more pounds, dude, and work on his cardio, dude. Cardio and weight and strength is what wins battle royals. I mean, Freedom Ramsey, he has strength, dude. That guy, he might be small, but dude's fucking stacked. Don't underestimate the strength of Freedom Ramsey, but that's what AVZ needs to do.
Yeah,
he needs to drop the junior heavyweight trying to make weight to win that title. He needs to, you know, put on a few pounds and for the Rumble. He has till May.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the guy has the best nutrition money can buy. I mean, the best.
You got to look at it. It's just strategy that you got to look at, too. Strategy is like watching past Rumbles, watching junior heavyweights and like Rey Mysterio in Rumbles, you know what I'm saying? He's a former winner himself, you know what I'm saying? It's just about strategy. Sometimes it is about weight, but you just got to learn how to stay away from them ropes and learn how to stay under them ropes.
Another person that I totally forgot about till now, but he's a dark horse in my opinion, is Noken. And I know he just made his pro wrestling all-star debut. I've watched him in Pure Pro.
I'm going to bring him
up. He could do some damage too. So, and like I said, the Nomad.
That's a scary ass dude. That's a scary ass dude.
Yeah. Right. For sure.
Now, I think the advantage goes to the Nomads because they know how to work together.
Yeah.
I think Ace and Rash would, they would eliminate everybody and bang it out, dude.
That Ace is not going to be able to make this first show because he's got a baby on the way. But I know that Chuck is in it. Chuck Whedon's in it, and so is Road Rash. And Donahue's going to be on the outside.
But I don't know if I trust Chuck Whedon fully, man. He ain't going to work with Rash the way that Ace does. I don't know. I think Ace and Road Rash would have a better advantage in the Rumble than Whedon and Nomad or Road Rash. Even though Whedon gonna be the hardest motherfucker to eliminate from this Rumble.
He is a big dude.
More than one guy to eliminate. Chuck Whedon's a big motherfucker.
He is 100%.
Show there'll be no cussing on New Breed.
Yeah,
so
we're not doing what we're doing on the podcast. I'll put it out there that as of right now, the capacity limits are 100 people, fans. If people want tickets, they're going fast. like, because I'm putting them on hold for people to say it. So if you want tickets, either hit up the New Breed Productions Messenger or hit me up personally, and I'll put tickets on hold for you. I'm hoping come May they will let us have more, but as of right now, we're only allowed to have 100 people. So if people are looking for tickets, you guys know the drill. New Breed, despite what the haters like to think, New Breed has literally sold out every show we've ever had. And with the capacity limits being the way it is, no doubt in my mind it sells out again.
Absolutely. Man, thanks for coming on. And we're going to, especially closer to the event, hopefully get some guys on to tell us how they feel about the Rumble for the Gold. And actually, hopefully
and to promote the matches and everything.
Absolutely.
Freedom Ramsey, dude.
That would be a great interview.
I'll put in a word and see what we can get for you. Real quick before I get off here, I'm not all about New Breed. I still work for Metro Pro. I will be there March 6th. And from what I understand, I do have a match. So my next match isn't May 16th. My next match will be March 6th. So look up Metro Pro on Facebook or social media and check it out for sure.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be checking that out.
At the RK Arena in Southgate. It's on March 6th.
Yep. He's also, Metro Pro is also going to be bringing in Davey Boy Smith, so maybe you guys might want to catch that show because Davey Boy Smith is on his way back to the WWE and on the UK brand.
Yeah, I was funny. When I was in developmentals, he was down there as well. So I'm interested to see if he remembers me, actually. But, yeah, and Dave, man, he's an underrated talent, let me tell you. God, is he an underrated talent.
Oh, yeah, no, I believe it. Like, I watched some of his stuff in New Japan, and, man, WWE, they're doing the right thing by bringing him back and putting him in the UK brand instead of taking him to the main roster and messing him up again.
That's for sure, for sure. So, yeah, the fans get a chance to see somebody before they go back to WWE, so definitely hit that up March 6th.
Man,
all right,
thank
you
again.
Man, I'll be working on them things for you, too, the posters for the event.
Yeah, I don't care what Mitch said in his promo. I love your posters, so screw him. But you do.
Oh,
yeah,
man, no, no.
Yeah, fuck him.
I'll punch him in the mouth for
fuck
you.
Fuck Mitch.
He's the Mitch.
I'll punch him in the mouth for you for what he said about your flyers.
He said whoever made that poster needs to be punched in the fucking face. Fuck
so,
that guy.
Yeah.
He said that. You didn't see that promo day? That's the video we're talking about that Mitch put out. Yeah,
I did it.
The poster.
I haven't been on Facebook like for days.
I shouldn't be on Facebook like ever.
I'm going to watch it. Fuck you, Mitch Hewitt.
So
fuck that guy.
I'm going to punch him in the face for you.
I've been telling people this for years, though. And everybody's just now coming around and seeing what I've seen all along. Is that
Matt, you hold him, and I'll chop him one good time. I swear. I promise.
Or,
and if he, I mean, whatever happens, happens.
Right. Gladly. I'll hold him, and then you can be like, this is for my flyer. Bitch. Bam. Don't say bitch.
I'm done with that.
Beautiful.
All right,
so
guys.
Done with that.
If anybody wants to reach out to me, you can get a hold of me through the New Breed Productions Facebook, or I'm on Facebook under Matt Wayne Breeding, and I'm on Instagram, but I'm not on there too often, so those are the best ways to get a hold of me.
Perfect.
All right, man, thank you. And, again, thank you for the opportunity, and like I said, we won't let you down, Greg. I'm so pumped for this.
Yeah, me too. This is going to be a lot of fun. Man, them New Breed shows, it's different. It's different than other shows. It's a family show, and it's, you know, family, and they're always really good show. And, like, the story matters. They're not just, oh, let's see who's not booked and book them and put good matches together. They don't do that. Like, everything there is happening for a fucking reason that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It makes sense. It's storylined. It's not like
yeah,
you said, not just to throw one good match in on the card and not do anything with the storyline.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what
and
I take pride in most of them.
Purist that he, if something happens somewhere else, he's going to recognize it. Because he knows
absolutely
basic fans. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers ain't stupid, and you know?
Absolutely. That's what I take most pride in is telling stories, because that's what good wrestling is about, and telling stories that the fans enjoy. And the one thing that if you're a New Breed fan that you're going to know, especially now, is we're going to give you a little bit of everything. So it don't matter what you're a fan of, you're going to get it when you come to our shows.
My freaking Xbox and what I do with
it. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Like we said, man, we're excited and we appreciate it. And we appreciate you coming on the show and letting everything free out on the air and everything off your chest, man. And we hopefully to have you on again. And like we said, we'll hopefully have some of the wrestlers on to promote the show and promote matches.
Absolutely. I'll put the word out and try to get people on. Mitch, I'm calling you out. Get out here and tell us how you really feel, brother.
Yeah, tell me how you fucking don't like my fires, you fucking asswipe.
Yeah, people that we fucking don't Detroit like always have an open invitation to be on our show. And I'm usually a gracious host. I mean, Day-Day has insulted Jeremiah Goldman and shit.
I'm an asshole,
Day-Day.
That's why.
Jeremiah,
I'm a fucking asshole. And I beat you, Jeremiah, in a drinking contest, and you literally and purposely put in other people in that drinking contest so you didn't lose like the little 24-karat plated ass you are.
All right, guys, thank you. I'm going to get off here. And I really, once again, thank you guys for everything you do for New Breed. Welcome to the team. And I look forward, I'm sure I'll be on here a bunch before we get to the May 16th.
Awesome,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. We
know the number. The line's open. We love you, bro.
All right.
Love
you guys.
You.
All right, we'll talk soon.
We went
all right,
over
brother.
Our time again, but catch next, the Gorilla Position.
The Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost.
Macho Ghost.
From the Rated R Wrestling Podcast that took over New Breed on the commentary team and the TK Dub on the IWTV. We love you guys from the Southwest Texan and my brother Greg DeMarc. Martez, we love you, brother.
Good night.
I love y'all, too.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruise, Greg, DeMarc, and Martez, they them dudes,
they go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that,
woo.
The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
Day-Day Cruise,
okay.
Greg, DeMarc, and Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruise, I'm out here making moves, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules, woo.
All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view,
woo.
The Rated R Wrestling Podcast, this introduce Greg, DeMarc, and Martez. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, The Flash, 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just